The Dorset Quarry has been touted as one of the top swimming holes in the country, and thanks to popular YouTube videos, the number of visitors has skyrocketed, but the uptick in traffic, trash, and noise has turned off many locals. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, the quarry's owners hope that with the help of the swimming hole, with help, it can be preserved for future generations.
It's late morning, and about 24 people are swimming or sunning themselves on the rock ledges of the Dorset Quarry. Lisa Housel and her husband live in New Jersey, but have been coming to Vermont and the quarry for years.
It is a huge draw because our children love it, and they just want to be here. It's the first place they want to go every time we come up.
Can I cannonball?
But Housel admits it's gotten a lot more crowded. Dick McDonough agrees. He and his wife bought the quarry and the house next door in 1997.
The number of visitors just exploded. It went from maybe 100 or 200 to sometimes 500 or 600 people on a hot summer day.
That's created problems with noise, traffic, and trash, which is why many locals say they don't swim at the quarry anymore. Paul Brinker is head chef at Rumney's Deli, just down the street.
I mean, I personally get a lot of business from the quarry, so I appreciate that they're there. I won't swim in it myself.
Neither will Sarah Rawson, who also works at the deli and lives across the street from the quarry.
I go down there hiking sometimes, and it's dirty. A lot of people leave trash everywhere, and it's just, and I think it's a little dangerous, personally.
In response to local concerns, the Dorset Select Board recently began funding weekend police coverage of the quarry. According to the Bennington County Sheriff's Department, they've issued 6 no trespass orders. One ticket for underage drinking, one ticket for marijuana, and one arrest for drugs. Dick McDonough says it's helped.
It's been very effective. I mean, last weekend when we had hundreds of people here, there were only a handful of cases of people that had alcohol. So it's made a big difference, a huge difference.
He says he's also grateful to local volunteers and school groups that help pick up trash and clean up graffiti. McDonough says he's contacted the Vermont Department of Forests, Parks, and Recreation about turning the swimming hole into a state park, but was told he would have to put in costly infrastructure upgrades first. When he added that to the $50,000 he estimates he and his wife have already spent on landscaping, grading, fencing, a parking lot, and new porta potties, he says it was too much. Just closing the quarry and fencing it off isn't a good option either, he says, because it would likely not keep out determined swimmers. And he points out that if he and his wife charge admission for swimming, they'd become liable if sued. This month they did start charging $10 for parking, which may offset some costs. But Dick McDonough thinks a better solution would be to create some sort of local park.
It's pretty clear that the revenue from the parking, if it were to be done the whole summer, would be sufficient to be able to pay people to have two attendants here. So clearly, I think the financial wherewithal is there.
McDonough says he's been asked by the Dorset Select Board to come up with a proposal by next summer. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Dorset.